In chapter 8, Zechariah is continuing his response to the question about whether they should continue to fast. The question was posed by the delegation from Bethel. Here Zechariah contrasts Israel's past judgment, which included 70 years of captivity, with the promised future restoration. He gives two positive responses in this chapter. Remember, in the previous chapter, he gave two negative responses. Now we have two positive responses. In view of the past captivity, the nation was to repent and live righteously. These last two messages, the first given in verses 1 through 17, and the second is given in verses 18 through 23, here in chapter 8, these last two messages look positively to the future when Israel will be brought to a place of special blessing and the fast will become feasts. Verse 1 says, "Again the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying." Here again, the Bible assures us that this is the Lord speaking. Now this is the Lord of hosts. The word host there means all of the universe, all of the heavenly bodies, the stars, the moon, the sun, all of life, all of the laws. He is head of all of those. He created all of them, so he is the Lord of hosts. He has all power. So when the Lord of hosts is speaking, you can have no higher authority, no higher power to speak to you than that. And he's speaking here through the prophet Zechariah. In 2 Peter 1, 20 and 21, Peter says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the things said here are not just Zechariah's opinion, but these words were given him by miraculous inspiration of the Holy Ghost. So these words come from God. Verse 2 says, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury." Jealousy is the feeling one has when they are afraid someone else is going to replace them. It's the feeling a husband or a wife has when their spouse is replacing them with another lover. This is the feeling God had when Israel chose other gods. God said he had great jealousy. So his feeling about this matter, his feelings were very strong. He says he was jealous for her with great fury. Great fury literally means great heat or rage. As we know, this rage caused by jealousy can be directed at the unfaithful husband or wife. It can cause the jealous party to do many things to punish the guilty one. But it can also cause the jealous party to have rage toward the one who enticed his spouse to be unfaithful. This means that God's rage would also be directed at those nations around about Israel, which taught them idolatry. But some also think this teaches that God's rage was directed toward the enemies of the Jews. In other words, God is saying, "I gave them permission to afflict you, but you went beyond what you were authorized to do. Therefore, I will deal with those enemies with fury as their just punishment." All of us have had feelings of jealousy at one time or another, feeling that we were going to be replaced in some way or another by someone else, and we know what that feeling is like. Well, that's the feeling that God says he has when his people turn to other gods. When they look to any kind of idolatry, look to any kind of another image, instead of to him for spiritual power or for spiritual symbolism, then God is very unhappy with that. And that's why he said they were not to make any graven images in the very beginning in the Ten Commandments. That there was something that God greatly is displeased with. And so is he displeased today. We must close our lessons at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.